Well, not your typical week 15 as far as changing offensive coordinators. I guess it's, you know, the timing of it all that has people surprised. Can you just talk about that one more time here for us?
Well, you know, I think you try to do what's best for your team, you know, week to week, year to year, whatever the situation might be, and that's how we look at it. So, you know, after obviously a lot of thought, and I think Cam has done a great job here, going on 5 years now, and had tremendous accomplishments. And at the same time, we just felt like this was the best thing for us to be the best we can be down the stretch here, and that's what we decided to do.
What are you hoping to change offensively with Caldwell instead of Cameron?
I'm not going to get into all that. I just want to be the best we can be, and that's our goal.
Any concerns with Coach Caldwell calling plays for you guys, or how's that going to work now?
No concerns at all about that.
Coach, a lot of, you know, there's a lot of discussion about a move like this on TV, and Joe Flacco's development, Ray Rice not getting enough touches. Were any of those part of the reasons for making this move?
Well, I don't, you know, have time to watch any of that stuff, fortunately, so not wasting my time with just kind of speculation. Ray's had as many touches as he's had any year here, so that means nothing. Just like most of those arguments don't have much validity.
So getting the ball to Ray Rice was not an issue? Didn't have anything to do with it?
Nope. He's had just as many carries as he's had any year.
What's led to the rise of Arthur Jones?
I'd say Arthur's done great. He's really, I think this has been a year where he's had a chance to, you know, take his game to the next level, and what he did was he made a determination, you know, at some point in time during the season here that he was going to play with great technique, you know, and sometimes the light goes on for young guys like that, and he did that, and he's made plays as a result of it. So it's been a good thing for him, been a great thing for us.
What's the key to playing such good red zone defense? How has the team been so good when it's backed up down there?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of factors. You know, you never can pinpoint one thing. You know, I can look at, you know, the scheme that we use. I think it's a great scheme. We mix it up. We make it tough for people to figure out exactly what we're in. And our guys execute it well. We work on it quite often. But, you know, it wasn't good enough at the end of the game last week, so we always got to chase perfection, and we've got that's an area we still need to improve at, just like every area.
Now, what's Ray Lewis's status this week?
Unchanged.
Do you think you'll be able to activate him?
I don't know. No comment on that. We'll see. If I knew if he was coming up at this point, I would tell you. But
okay.
I don't know that. I don't have that answer.
How about Joe Flacco's development here, season 5? It still seems like there's some games where he completely dominates and takes over, and other times where you know, consistency isn't quite there yet.
I'm not following. Is there a question there?
I guess an observation. Just talk about Joe Flacco's development.
I don't really have that paragraph in front of me right now. It's a little more in depth, and I'm going to probably shoot from the top of the head on.
How's your offensive line play been in terms of your satisfaction?
They're good. We've done a good job. I like our guys. It's a young group. We got two rookies in there doing a heck of a job. Basically, rookie Ja Reed was injured, so he's a young first-year starter. And then, of course, Kelechi Osemele, right tackle, has done a great job. I think they've done well. I'm proud of them. I like how physical they are. It's a smart group of guys, and I think we get better every week, so I'm pleased with those guys.
Defensively, a lot of people have noticed this is not the Ravens that we're used to. How do you feel about your defense this year?
I think our defense is good. I like our defense. We work very hard. We play very, very hard. And as a coach, that's what you look for.
Hey, Coach, this league has kind of turned into a kind of a passing league, but as you get into December, head toward the playoffs, can you discuss a little bit about how important the running game becomes, even for a team like the Broncos with a Peyton Manning?
Well, yeah, if you look at the offenses Peyton's been a part of over the years, they've always been able to run the ball. You know, it probably starts with the pass, and then the run comes off the pass because he's such a threat and he forces you, you know, to kind of spread your defense out and cover a little bit, and then he takes full advantage of that by getting them into the right plays and all that. And you see a lot of that right now, you know, with the Broncos offense. I think what the Broncos have done, and I give their coaching staff, starting with Coach Fox, a lot of credit. You know, 2 years in a row, they've built an offense around the quarterback they're playing with, and that is not an easy thing to do. So to transform that the way they have is just a great coaching job, and they get better every single week. You know, it's just something that really is impressive. And it's not just the offense. I mean, the defense is a young defense with some real playmakers, really at every level, young guys and veterans, just a great coaching job that they've done.
You talk about the receiver combo they got in Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker and some of the challenges they present versus other receiver sets.
Right, right. Obviously big guys, you know, big, strong guys. Both guys run very well. They're different style type guys, yet they're both playmakers. They both have great hands. We love both of those guys in the draft coming out. You know, obviously Denver got to them first, so they present a lot of challenges because they're complementary to one another, but they're so varied in what they're able to do. They line up in different places. You got to find them first, and then you got to figure out how to cover them, and it's a good combination. Not just them. I mean, the tight ends pose another problem. You got two tight ends that are really good pass catchers and route runners that do different things. They get Moreno out of the backfield a bunch. They do a great job.
Now, as a former special teams coach, what do you think of Trendon Holliday and what he's given the Broncos?
He's a guy that, you know, we all knew he had that juice, you know, and then Denver picked him up, and what a timely thing. He's got two touchdowns for him, and he's pretty much a hair breadth away every time he touches it, so that's a great move. I think their special teams are playing really well. You know, they're one of the most highly ranked special teams in the league right now, in the top five. They're very solid, very sound. They've got a bunch of, kind of blue-collar guys that just really know what they're doing. They play physical style. To me, that's been a big part of their success.
I know you ran a fake field goal on Oakland when you were up a bunch of points. Is that part of your philosophy when you have a team down to really destroy them as best as possible?
Wow. No, it's not part of my philosophy. We try to win, you know. We're trying to expand the lead. When we did that, there was, I don't know, almost 25 minutes left in the game. So we had an opportunity to put another point up there. If you've been following Oakland, you know going into that game, they closed a lot of fourth quarter leads and had a couple comeback wins. So, you know, we're not the type of team, and I don't know that any team in the league, if you look around and you look at what teams do, there's not too many coaches in this league that feel real comfortable in the NFL with a lead. You know, it's something that you better be extending a lead if you want to win the game.
The your schedule, we were looking at your schedule the other day, John, and it's as tough as it gets among remaining three games. Was that a factor in the decision you made this week with your coordinator?
No, I don't see where that would be a connection, or how you think that might be a connection. But we've had a tough schedule all year. You know, we're coming off a tough stretch. We played some really physical teams, all year I think our schedule is one of the tougher schedules. Now, one reason I say that is to point out that I like the way our guys have handled it. You know, our guys, we've won some real tough football games, and our guys got a lot of heart. You know, our guys really are really good men. They got a lot of heart, and they love ball. And I like where we're at as a football team.
Is this a big game? You know, regarding playoff seeding, is that something that you is a carrot out there for you guys?
I don't know if it's a carrot. I'm not a big carrot guy. As far as like, unless you get a little brown sugar maybe on them, you know. Other than that, carrots, you know, they don't have much taste. But it's a big game, you know. We don't really need an incentive, you know. Every game's a big game. I mean, they add them all up at the end, and it's going to be close. The fact that, you know, us and Denver are you know, both kind of in the mix for seeding and for division championships and those kind of things, you know, that makes it really interesting to me. I mean, this is a game that, you know, everybody should be excited about. And, you know, we're just hoping that we can hang in there, you know, and uphold our end of it. I mean, Denver, they're playing at such a high level on all three phases. You know, it's probably going to be tough for us to hang in there against them. So, well, we'll hope that we can do that.
Do you look at Von Miller as a special player that you have to scheme for? Specifically, does he change things as an individual?
Oh yeah, absolutely. He's a game changer. We call him a game record. And they've got game records on both ends. You know, he and Elvis are just great players off the edge, run and pass. They can turn the game around at any point in time. You got to know where they're at and what they're doing at all times.
John, are you going to have Suggs back this week?
We'll see.
Will he practice today, you think?
He will.
Okay.
How's our guy Wink Martindale doing for you?
Oh yeah, he's doing great, man. It's my guy. He's doing a great job. Great coach, great guy. Really happy to have him here, and you know, he's a good man.